Just one halakha on the laws of preparation for Pesach. Of course, we're all familiar with the laws of Hag'alah. That means that if somebody wants to use, for example, certain kelim, knives, forks, pots that we used all year long for hametz, so he has to boil them. What does it mean, boil them? He boils a pot of hot water and he throws it into the boiling water, and that extracts the hametz from it, and now it becomes kasher lePesach. It should be noted that the proper, most opportune time to do the Hag'alah is before the hametz becomes asud, which means before Pesach. One should not wait until Erev Pesach, after midday, where already the hametz becomes asur, because then you have problems of when you're going to drop, let's say, the fork that has hametz in it, and you're going to drop it into the water. If you're going to leave it in the water for a long period of time, it's going to go back into the fork. And already it's asur, because hametz is isur. So now it's taking an isur back in. So Hakam Avadya writes, the best time to do Hag'alah is before Erev Pesach. In that case, you could leave the vessels in the hot water for as long as you want. You have no problem. Because even if it goes back in, this is called a noten ta'am, bar noten ta'am, which means it's a second ta'am. It means it went into the water and then it came back in. That's already twice removed and it's still mutar. Because hametz before Pesach is still mutar technically. So it's called a nat bar nat netera. Therefore again, la lacha, preferably one should make the Hag'alah before Erev Pesach. This year Erev Pesach is on a Monday. So you should make sure to do it before that. Now if a person did not, it is still permissible. However, he should make it Hag'alah and take it out immediately. Should not let the vessel sit in the hot water. Yes, when he does Erev Pesach, he should take it out immediately. That's what the Chabad says on Kuf Samech Bet. Furthermore, it should be noted, a person, let's say, has milk and meat silverware. One should not make Hag'alah on the milk and meat silverware simultaneously, unless one of them is Enam ben Yomo. One of them was not used within 24 hours. For example, let's say the meat vessel you just used, it's fresh in there, in the vessel. However, the milk vessel, you didn't use within 24 hours. Then you could drop them both into the Kedi Hag'alah together. However, if they both B'nei Yoman, if they're both fresh, they were both used within 24 hours, one is not allowed to put them in together. So what does he do? He puts them in one after the other. So again, one more question regarding the koshering items for Pesach. We noted this in the previous Daily Halakha, but porcelain and things of such matter, a pottery ware and things like that cannot be kosher for Passover. And therefore, the best idea is to take all the china and all the porcelain and all the kidihenes, the ceramics, and put them away. Put them in the closet and close that closet, and that you sell it with your hametz. So again, while there's certain vessels that can be kosher, that's primarily the metal, kelim through Hag'alah, but the ceramic and the pottery and the china, unless you have a separate set for Pesach use only, cannot be kosher for the Pesach. If I may add to this halakha, even though we're saying porcelain cannot be kosher, it should be on ceramics, it is possible to kosher a sink. Even though sometimes the sink is a ceramic or porcelain, it is permissible. Chabad Vadya says the primary way to kosher the sink would be al yedeh irui kli rishon, which means you take water that's boiling, for example, water that's in a kettle, and you pour it over the porcelain, and that can kosher it. Preferably, he says, to do it three times. So again, while normally we say porcelain, you cannot kosher, but a sink is different for different reasons. Number one, a lot of times the sink is used with soap, and therefore everything in there really becomes pagum. And secondly, a lot of times that using these kelim over here, using them during the year, where hametz is still permissible, and we're not so certain how hot the water is that you're using from the sink that's going in. And therefore, Eirui, three times, so it means you take the kettle, boiling water, and you go around it once. You do it again, twice, and you do it a third time, and you can use it for Pesach. You can put dishes directly on the sink. Some people are mahmir, and this is a good chumrah, they put a grate. Even so, after they kosher the sink, they put a grate on the bottom of the sink, so the kelim don't even touch the sink itself, a special grate that's kasher Pesach. That's a chumrah, which is a good chumrah. When it comes to Pesach, all these chumrot are good. It's cheap, doesn't cost too much money, but minadin, that's the way they kosher the ceramic sink. Hamadiyah writes that in the Chazon of Hamadiyah Pesach, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph.